name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the funniest images that I ever found in sacred scripture is that of lighting a lamp and then putting it under a bushel basket. It's just a bizarre thought. Particularly if you imagine it and bring it to the image in your mind, you just see how ridiculous it is. Imagine you go down to R.C. Willie's and you pick out a very nice lamp, and then you go to Home Depot and you get a nice LED light bulb for it, and you take it to your home and you plug it in and you turn it up all the way, and then you get a trash can and you take the trash can and you put over the lamp, and then you just sit there in the dark with your lamp burning brightly in the trash can. And if you just imagine if you describe that to a small child, they would look at you like you were from Mars, and rightly so, because it would be an incredibly foolish thing. And if you ask the kid why, he says, but that's not what lamps are for. If you're going to have a lamp, you have it to shine light. You don't light the lamp and then hide it under something. You don't do that. And similarly, we as Christians are meant to shine light. And the light that we shine is the light of truth, the light which comes from the gospel, because the grace which God gives us is not meant to just simply stay within us and be hidden. It is meant to flow through us into the world. And that is why at the end of Mass, you are told to get out of here and take the what you have received into the world, because that's your job, to take the gospel out into the world, to be the light that shines. Because if that were not, then giving you that grace would be pretty well useless. Giving you the truth would be useless unless it were to shine forth. And I think that's very important that we remember today, because there's so much pressure on us to keep our faith to ourselves. People don't want you to show the faith, whether it be at work or at home. We have just got over 8 years of, well, you have freedom to worship, but you don't have freedom of religion, because those are two different things. Freedom of worship is part of freedom of religion, but a religion that you just practice on Sunday or you just practice at home is useless. True faith must be practiced all the time. And so we need to remember that and say to ourselves, am I putting my faith under the bushel basket? Am I sticking it in the closet when it's not convenient, or do I let it shine all of the time? In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.